Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. Today I'm bringing you the startup of the month, February 2020, together with Frankfurt Forward. And I would like to welcome kind of a returning guest, Nico Höhler, co-founder of Tech4Med, which won the Startup of the Month award for February. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me today, and thanks for the congratulations.
You're very welcome, and it's well-deserved. We may tell our viewers, our listeners, who did not subscribe in May 2019, that we published an interview with you talking about extensively about you and your product, and especially the certification. What I wrote down, let me take a look in my cheat sheet. You are one of three founders, and you used to be in charge of financial purchasing and quality management, and you actually started your idea at university. Is this all still true?
Yeah, that's all still true. I'm still the CEO and co-founder of Tech4Med. Still a tech and IoT enthusiast and passionate entrepreneur from the area, and basically still the same. So nothing changed in the last three quarter of a year. Yeah.
We may add for our audience that you guys are not actually located in Frankfurt itself, but in the Rhine-Main area, a city approximately 30 kilometers. For Americans, that's like 25 miles south of Frankfurt, which for Americans, surprisingly, this is another city. It's called Darmstadt.
Yeah, exactly. So we are not directly located in the Frankfurt area. It's called Darmstadt. I mean, why is that? We are a tech and IoT company, meaning we build smart hardware and software, and therefore Frankfurt is not the best place to recruit people from top-notch universities, which is why we started here, because at TU Darmstadt we have a great talent pool of engineers, software developers, electrical engineers that could help us with our product development. I mean, in Germany, I guess, for software engineering, we're number one, and mechanical and electrical engineering, like number two or three. So that's where you can get really great employees from.
And also, we may add that also due to its expertise in history, the Operations Control Center of the European Space Agency is also headquartered in and around Darmstadt. That said, you guys are actually doing a physical product, so you're a hardware startup. Can you tell us a little bit about the product and what it actually does?
Yes, Houston, we have a problem, right? The ESA is here, and that's where they control all of their space activities from. And I mean, my mission is to also send our products to the Mars. Well, why is that? We build smart and innovative supply chain solutions, especially for pharma. And maybe we will have a pharma supply chain to the Mars in the future. So yeah, definitely we can help with that. Joke on the side, we are building pharma supply chain solutions. We started with a specialty shipper for highly advanced temperature sensitive drugs like biologicals, biosimilars, stem cells, cell and gene therapies, other infusions, so for rare diseases. So it's basically very expensive and sensitive pharma stuff that needs to be transported at a certain temperature range. And yeah, therefore we have invented the Nelon Box, which is our first specialty shipper for the pharmaceutical industry, which we just launched recently and which is out on the market and can basically control the temperature anywhere between 0 and 70 degrees Celsius, meaning it can heat and cool. And having a smart supply chain product doesn't just mean to maintain the right temperature, but also to have proof of the right temperature range. So our hardware was always connected to the cloud that we also develop. So it has a built-in GSM module and measures all data like temperature, humidity, shock, geolocation, all that in real time. And since we build a great expertise in this kind of field, we now build upon this success and develop further smart software and hardware products, like now the Smart Hub and Smart Beacon, which is our newest tracking solution. We build other thermal shippers, passive shipping systems for the greater pharma logistics, but we are also building on our cloud, adding predictive functionalities and lane risk analysis and logistics automation to it, which is now our basically fourth product in the line.
Ooh, that was a lot of input. Let us first tell the viewers and the listeners. Right now, we should be showing a little bit footage from the last year's interview where you've been showing. It's like a little fridge. The Nylon box, right? Which you guys are actually producing, been your first product. And basically, it's a little box that can cool and heat. And basically, it's made for transporting stuff like insulin that requires a stable temperature, not only cooling, but heating and cooling. And when we talked in May last year, you've been forecasting to put out the product in July 2019. Did this work out?
Of course not. Yeah, it is a very complex product, and we're very ambitious on our timeline. And especially in the pharmaceutical sector, I mean, it was part of a big discussion in our last interview, is that we need international qualification and certification, meaning we have to go through a lot of regulatory stuff. And that is especially tough in hardware, right? So our Nylon box is listed as a medical class 2 product in the US, meaning we have to go through tremendous certification efforts, and this took way longer than expected. So basically the product was ready, but the paperwork was not. So this was taking more than half a year longer than we expected originally.
And when did you finally deliver your box?
Just right now, just recently we sent it out.
Mental high five for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, we just made it. Last document, actually, today is a day to celebrate. The last document for the US arrived today. I mean, for Europe, we could deliver a little bit earlier. But for the US and North American market, the last stamp on the product just arrived. And now we are fully certified and made it.
We may add for the people that we talked about it last time around, and actually the problem was that you need to go through all the certification in the US, because if somebody tries to sue you, you are actually have to prove with those certifications that you did all that was required, right?
Yep. So back then we were close to, or actually we were in the same tests as just now, but we thought we were done in like 4 weeks, and now half a year later, you see we're done now. So that's something I can basically give out to young entrepreneurs in the health tech and hardware sector. It takes longer than expected.
Oh yeah, hardware is hard, is quite frequently said, and that's actually true. You guys also been in the process of raising venture capital. How did this proceed?
Well, we just did a smaller financing round like just recently, but we're doing another round by the end of this year. So now we're out on the market. We are expanding our revenue and growth. We have a new product line in place. We're running pilot series with our new product lines. And that's the way we want to go for a Series A investment.
And everybody who'd like to reach to reach out to you guys, just reach out to us. We like to introduce you. That said, new product line, hit us.
Yeah. So Nylonbox was already a smart IoT product, delivering all of its logistics data to our cloud system. And yeah, actually, Nylonbox is, as I said, a specialty shipper. It's not used for like very commercial and common drugs. It's more for the special stuff that's going on, like cell and gene, clinical trial materials, samples, stem cells, specialty infusions for rare diseases. So it's the high-tech stuff for high-tech medication. But now we want to build upon products for the broader pharmaceutical logistics market, and it doesn't need such a specialized shipping system at all times. So now we build smart tracking solutions that we are adding to our product portfolio, which work basically in the same cloud environment as our Nylonbox. So each of our devices sending its data directly to our cloud system that we build. And with the smart hub and smart tracking system, we basically build like small versions of tracking devices that can be attached to a passive shipper. What is a passive shipper? It's a cooling box with an ice pack. That's how medication is sent usually in large volumes. And then it measures all data of the shipment in real time, like temperature, humidity, access, geolocation, motion, shock, vibration, flight mode, battery status, like pretty much everything that's going on. And then we send those data to the cloud, where we can have proof of the delivery, and we can also improve, for example, the lanes or the lane risk management, or in general, the logistics process.
Sounds like something every logistics person in a pharma company or a chemical company would like to have. That said, we are everybody would like to learn more about the Nylonbox. You can go down here in the show notes. There will be a link to our interview. Let me quickly check. I do believe it was somewhere around 30 minutes where we talked extensively about all of that stuff. And of course, we will link it so you can learn more. Since we've done already something like a catch-up and talked about your new product lines, you are winner of the Frankfurt Forward Award. Talking about Frankfurt Rhein-Main, what does Rhein-Main mean for you and where you guys are actually located here?
Yeah, I mean, especially for me, Frankfurt is the best city in the world. That's why I still live there. Even though I need to drive to Darmstadt every day. But yeah, I mean, it's the smallest, like I say, the smallest metropolitan city in Europe. So basically, you have everything that you need in a very small place, but still can drive from A to B with your bicycle in less than like 10 minutes. So it's not like Berlin, where you need like 2 hours to get from the east to the west. We are centralized pretty much in the middle of Germany. So every customer that we meet, every client that we need to reach out, we are there like pretty fast. We have the airport, like even like we are working internationally. It's just like 10 minutes to the airport. And then basically a couple hours later, I'm in North America. So that's pretty cool. Great network, great people like you, Joe. And yeah, I mean, that's Frankfurt, that's Rhein-Main. We have everything we need. Great people, that's the most important part. Great events, great financing sources, great location, looks great, skyline. I mean, what else do you need?
Yes, it had quite a lot of quality of living. Actually, I just checked and we talked last time 36 minutes, so we may be forgiven if we cut it a little bit shorter here. You will provide us with links to your newest product so everybody can learn more. You will find down here in the show notes a link to our blog post, and in the blog post of startuprate.io there will be all the links, and at the end there will be even a transcript of our interview. Is there anything important we may have forgotten?
if you want the next generation of smart logistic products, you should reach out to us. I mean, we start in the pharmaceutical sector, but we will also expand to a broader logistics market. I mean, our smart IoT devices also work for general e-commerce, logistics, temperature sensitive, food deliveries. So basically anywhere where you need some sort of control over your logistic processes and want to have it transparent and digital. If starting from your warehouse, basically through the shipment itself, until it's been delivered to your doorstep at home. So basically, we do a full visibility of any supply chain A to Z. And if you're interested in that, reach out to us. We love to develop our products very closely with our customers, do pilot series, do trials. And if you're ready to invest, I mean, we are as well. And also, we are looking for a lot of new smart employees. So check out our career website.
Of course, we will link the career website down below. And one more question. Last interview, last year, you said you have 13 employees. How many do you have right now?
Well, we will reach 20 in a couple of weeks. So, constantly growing, basically, yeah.
Well, only thing left for me to say is best of luck. Thank you very much for the interview, for everybody who's listening and viewing this. Guys, we did it like 2 or 3 times because we had hardware and software problems. Thank you for Nico to sticking with us, and for everybody who's wondering, because I look like I've been in a fight with a cat. Actually, I do have a baby boy of 6 months, and if you're not all the time cut a little bit the fingernails, they are scratching you all over, and I'm proof of that. But I still love him a lot. Nico, thank you very much. It was just a pleasure having you, and best of luck. And maybe next year we do another update.
All right, perfect. Thanks, bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.